From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Voters in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia are next up to have their say in the presidential nomination race. They go to the polls today. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
While Washington, D.C. residents do not have voting representation in Congress, they can cast ballots in the presidential primaries. Both Maryland and D.C. hold closed primaries, so voters can only vote in the contest of the party they are registered with. But Virginia's primaries are open, and voters can choose to cast a ballot in either the Republican or Democratic race. Altogether, the primaries represent a potential 116 delegates for Republicans Mike Huckabee and John McCain, while 168 pledged delegates are at stake in the Democrats' nomination race between Senators Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Audie Cornish, NPR News.
Three men scheduled to testify at tomorrow's congressional hearing on steroids and baseball will not appear after all. That puts all the focus on the two major witnesses who will appear, star pitcher Roger Clemens and his former personal trainer Brian McNamee. They're waging a bitter public dispute over whether McNamee gave banned drugs to Clemens. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Last night, the House committee holding tomorrow's hearing released a statement saying pitcher Andy Pettit, former player Chuck Knobloch, and convicted drug distributor Kirk Radomski were being dropped from the witness list. Pettit and Clemens are longtime friends, both trained with Brian McNamee. In the recent Mitchell report on doping in baseball, McNamee said he injected Pettit with human growth hormone and injected Clemens with HGH and anabolic steroids. Pettit acknowledged his injections. Clemens angrily denied McNamee's claims. The New York Times reports Pettit didn't want to have to testify in public against Clemens. Pettit already gave a sworn deposition to the House committee. So did Clemens. One of his lawyers said last night that Clemens will say in Congress what he said all along. He didn't use banned drugs. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Washington.
Two CBS journalists have been kidnapped in the southern Iraqi city of Basra. Radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's office today condemned the kidnapping, while Iraqi police said an intensive search is underway for the two. Iraqi police and witnesses say the kidnapping occurred Sunday morning. Basra is Iraq's second-largest city. It has seen fierce fighting between rival Shiite militias as part of a power struggle in the oil-rich south. CBS did not identify the journalists, but said all efforts are underway to find them. It requested that others do not speculate on the identities of those involved until more information is available. Japanese stock prices remained virtually unchanged today. The Nikkei average rose by 4 points. Oil prices fell back in Asian trading. U.S. light crude for March delivery fell by 55 cents to $93.04 a barrel in electronic trading. This is NPR News. There was a major service disruption yesterday for users of wireless handheld BlackBerries in North America. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Millions of people who rely on their BlackBerries for wireless email access were left stranded for several hours. A critical service outage struck at about 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. BlackBerry maker Research in Motion reported that access was intermittent and said the problem with an email server was later fixed. However, not all service was restored immediately. Shares of RIM, which had traded up more than 5%, were off 1% in after-hours trading. The shares have more than doubled in the last 12 months. This has been the second major BlackBerry outage in a year. Last April, a software malfunction shut off internet access across North America for hours. Elaine Corey, NPR News.
The Associated Press is reporting that more than half the veterans who committed suicide after coming home from Afghanistan and Iraq were members of the National Guard and Reserves. The AP is quoting an analysis made by the Department of Veterans Affairs of deaths among veterans of both wars. It found that Guard or Reserve members were 53% of the veteran suicides from 2001 through the end of 2005. Military leaders have leaned heavily on Guard and Reserve troops and the wars. Veterans advocates say Guard and Reserve troops need more help as they transition back into the civilian world. President Bush signed a bill last year that directed the VA to improve its mental health training for the staff and do a better job of screening and treating vets. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.